Okay, so this piece is sponsored content from Zeta's CDO, which I want to flag up front. But honestly, the argument inside it is worth taking seriously anyway.
Yeah, I noticed that. Sponsor doesn't automatically mean wrong. Let's just hold it at arm's length.
Fair. So, how's your week going, by the way? Mine's been weirdly slow and then suddenly not.
Same, honestly. I've been staring at the same three tabs for 2 days, and then everything arrived at once. Anyway, FDE.
FDE. So the core claim here is that forward-deployed engineering has become one of enterprise AI's most consequential operating models. And the interesting part isn't whether a vendor has FDEs, it's what happens to what those engineers learn. Does it feed back into the product, or does it just accumulate as delivery labor?
The sandbox versus mud framing is doing a lot of work in this piece, and I think it mostly holds. Sandbox. You're using a general-purpose engine in gnarly environments, finding where it needs a new part, and feeding that back so the part ships. Mud. You're manually constructing a missing capability one customer at a time, with no engine underneath to receive it.
Delivering without learning. That's the line I kept coming back to. Because from the outside, sandbox and mud look identical. Smart engineer, on-site, writing code against your data. The only tell is whether the next deployment starts with fewer unknowns, or just a prettier deck. And this connects to the thing we keep landing on. The control layer is the product.
I want to push on one thing, though. The article says the FDE is the context layer delivered first as a person, then translated into product. That's a clean formulation. But not every field discovery belongs in the core product. Some logic is proprietary, temporary, or too idiosyncratic to generalize. The failure is not labeling which bucket you're in. Product intelligence that compounds, configurable logic reusable for one account, and one-off services work.
Okay, but here's where I get slightly skeptical of the whole framing. And I say this as someone who finds the argument genuinely compelling. This is a sponsored piece from a vendor selling exactly this model. The three questions at the end: how is FDE priced? Where does field learning go? What got faster on the last repeat deployment? Those are good diligence questions. They're also questions that Zeta presumably answers well, and a lot of competitors don't.
Yeah, that's fair. The questions are real. The framing of who benefits from you asking them is not neutral.
You're kidding. A vendor piece that positions the vendor well? On exploring next? I'm shocked.
Oh, come on. But genuinely, the underlying argument about productization lag and compounding context survives the sponsorship. The idea that human translation should shrink per unit of value delivered even as headcount grows is the uncomfortable conclusion, and it's an honest one. A company that gets better at deploying is not the same as a product that gets better at understanding.
That distinction is doing real work. And look, we've been watching the control layer as the product thesis play out for a while now. Harness evolution, verification infrastructure, all of it. FDE as a disciplined learning loop is just another version of the same pattern. The boring, unglamorous work of encoding context is load-bearing, and nobody wants to talk about it until it's missing.
The TechCrunch piece from July flagged there are only about 2,000 engineers in the US with the actual skill mix this requires. So even if you buy the model completely, it's supply constrained in a real way. That's not in the article, but it's worth holding alongside it.
2,000. That's not a lot for the scale of enterprise AI deployment happening right now.
Not remotely, which is probably why everyone's hiring them, and nobody can define the role consistently.
All right, Echo. Next time a vendor pitches you FDE coverage, you know the three questions.